Kiyamit Bishleima Lamafreyu Goiva, that after Pesach, when the Goy goes back to the Yisrael and says, you owe me $100, and the Yisrael says, I don't have the money, keep my chametz. So now when the Goy takes the chametz after Pesach, it's very good why this chametz is mutabanor now. Why amtulhochi mutabanor? It's very good why it's mutabanor. Because we consider as if the Goy owned the chametz all along. The Goy gave the money to the Yisrael a week before Pesach. And now 2 weeks after Pesach is the time when the Yisrael is supposed to pay back the money. He doesn't have any money, so he says, the chametz that I made a mashkin, take it. So even though throughout Pesach, the Havamin was, the chametz was in the Yisrael's house, but since we say, l'mafreyu geivam, when the Goy goes and collects that chametz, we consider like it belonged to the Goy all the way before, 2 weeks before Pesach, when he lent him the money. It's very good. Why? It's mutabano, because it's Goyish bread that was all over Pesach, that's mutabano. Eliyam, but according to Rav, it's very shvel. Eliyam et mikan labol goyva. But if you're going to tell me like Rav, no, when the goy goes now a week after Pesach and takes the bread away from the Yisrael, we consider like it belongs to the goy right now today. Am I mutabano? Why is that chametz mutabano? Rishus of the Yisrael have koy. It's in the Yisrael's rishus. It should be asabano still. The whole Pesach, it was in the Yisrael's rishus. So it's mamish chametz shover all of a Pesach. So why is it mutabano now? If mutabano means true, the Goy takes it. But let's say the Goy will sell it to Yisrael as mutabanor. Why is it mutabanor? That's chomesh all over Pesach. It should be also banor. Have the Gemara hochav amayaskin the kishurinu etzloi. We're not talking about that the chomet stayed in the Goy's, in the Yisrael's reshus, but rather the mashkin was that the Yisrael took it and gave it to the Goy. So the Goy had it in his house the whole Pesach. That's pshat according to Rava. So the Gemara lemik tanoi. Good. Let's say now the machlokes Rava and Abai is the machlokes tanoim. Why? Zalacha Yisrael shehil v'lenoch riachemsoi. If a Yisrael lends money to a guy and he wants a mashkin back from the guy, so the guy gives him his chametz back for a mashkin. So the Yisrael has the guy's chametz now. It la'achra Pesach after Pesach ain't oivim. He's not oivim. There's no bayiro bayimotzei. Even though the Yisrael had like a mashkin, so what? Still we say the mashkin, the chametz belonged to the guy the whole time, and the Yisrael is not over. Mishum Rabbi Meir Amar Oiver. Rabbi Meir says no, that the Yisrael is Oiver by Yerob by Motzei. I, the whole time the chametz is by the Goy, is my labokim if l'gilachur. This machlokes is like this. The Mas Sabal Amafreyu Goyver. Rabbi Meir that says the Yisrael is Oiver by Yerob by Motzei is considered like l'mafrey, it belonged to you. So the Yisrael lent the money to the Goy, and the Goy said, I have a mashkin for chametz. So even though he first gives the chametz 2 weeks after Pesach, we consider l'mafrey as if the chametz always belonged to the Yisrael. Therefore, he's over by Yerol by Motzi. He's also by no now. Umaso, but Tanakama holds no. Mikan lo bohu goiva. That in the Yisrael collects the chametz after Pesach. Now it's considered the Yisrael's. But before that, it belonged to the goy. Therefore, there's no by Yerol by Motzi. So the machlekes are by Yerol. There's a machlekes anoyim. So the Marv of Tisbri, could this be true? Is this the Svarom? Eima Seifa. What does the Seifa say about this Alochom? The opposite way. Avol nochri shilvali Yisrael. A goy lent money to a Yisrael. Al Chemsoi told the Yisrael, I want a security. So the Yisrael said, good, I'll give you my chametz. Is la'achra Pesach, after Pesach him, divrei hakol over. Everybody holds la'achra Pesach, you can take her over, it is called chametz. Shavu all over Pesach, that the chametz is also banor. So what's this case here clearly? That a goy lent money to Yisrael, and the Yisrael said, I'm going to give you back a security. So the Yisrael made the mashkin back to the goy. Still we say, consider like in the Yisrael's reshus, and here it's over. So Chura's Kashra is why? For Yipkimi Boyle. If you want to say one says the Mafreyu Goyva, here it should be Mutter then. Because here's the opposite way. The Goy gave the money to the Yisrael, and the Yisrael said, I'm giving you security in my Chometz. So when the Goy takes the Chometz 2 weeks after Pesach, according to Abayi's Svara, the Mafreyu Goyva, we should look as if this bread always belonged to the Goy. So it should be Mutter Bano. Why do you say here, no, everybody holds the sauce of Bano? So where it's like this. What Lamand? It should be just the opposite. Lamand, the Yom Hossam ain't away there, Hocher Oiver. Because there, you say Lamafreyo Goiva, there it was Mutter, because it belonged to the Goy. Here it should be over, it belongs to Israel. And Lamand, the Yom Hossam, Oiver, Hocher ain't away there. The Sora should be just the opposite. So what do you have to say? So what's the Pshat here? Elo, Hocher b'mayaskinon, the Goyin Shirino Etzloi. We're talking about here, no, that the person that gave the security gave it over to the Malvon. He gave it into either the Goy's Rishus, or else they gave it over to the Yisrael Rishus. Srashi, El Reisha V'Seifa Kisharinu, that the person that gave over the Chometz put it into the other person's Rishus. If it didn't put it into his rishus, could be the kuli alma mikan lo bo goiva. Everybody will hold, you only collect it from the time you are goiva. So then, the pshat and the ratio. Why did the first man, the yama, says, you're not oiver? What was the first case again? Yisrael shilv v'lanochri. Ever Yisrael lent money to a goy, al chemsoy, on the goy's chomitz, liachra pesach ein oiver. You're not oiver. Now we're talking about now the goy gave it for a mashkin to the Yisrael, and it's in the Yisrael's mishus. Still the Tanakhama says ein oiver. Mishum Rameyah wa'amar oiver. Rameyah says, no, he is oiver. So we're talking about now that on Pesach, the Yisrael has this chomitz, that really belongs to a goy, just a goy gave it from Ashken to Yisrael. So going now, everybody holds Mikan Labohu Goyvim. Right now, before the Yisrael collects it really, it doesn't belong to me. Really, it's the goy's chometz. In other words, the Yisrael gave a goy $100 a week before Pesach. And the goy now gave $100 worth of bread to the Yisrael, saying, hold on to it, this is security. So going now, right now, really, the Yisrael is not koyna. It's only Mikan Labohu. So it's Shvela Tanakam. Why does Rameyah say he's over? What did Yisrael do wrong? The Chur of this Chomet still belongs to the guy. Why do I care if Yisrael is holding it from Ashkin, but it's still the guy's Chomet? What's the Machlokes? Or Kamifla gave it to Rabbi Yitzchak. The Machlokes says in Rabbi Yitzchak's halacha. The Yom Rabbi Yitzchak says a halacha like this. Minayin labal choyv shekoyna mashkin. There's a new halacha. If I lent you $100, and you give me a mashkin, you give me security, you say, here, hold on to this watch. It's worth $100. So we say right now when you're holding on to the watch, it's fitted your kind of the watch. A mashkin gives you a kinyan as if you own the security. That's Rabbi Yitzchak's Chiddush. How do we know that? Even though really the watch still belongs to the leiva. I'm just saying hold on to it for guarantee. And the chur going now later at the end of the month, if I don't pay you up, then you keep the watch. But right now the watch still belongs to me. Still Rabbi Yitzchak says no. You have a gevissimus kinyan in this watch. What's the raya? Shenem the pasuk says, l'cho tiyetz doka. That's the case if I lent a poor person money and he gave me his blanket or his pillow from Ashken. So the Pasuk says when it comes at night time, go give him back his pillow because he needs it to sleep with. So the Pasuk says if you give it back to him at night, you get tzedakah. It's called a tzedakah for you. So Gemara says, the main kind of Mashkin, tzedakah minayin. If it's not the pshat that when he gave me the pillow, I own the pillow right now, so why do I get stuck if I give it back to him? If the pshat is his pillow, I'm just holding on to it for security. So I give it back to him at night, why do I get stuck if why does he give me yashkoyach? It's his blanket, it's his pillow, he's taking it back. Since the Torah says no, I get stuck for it, it's Raya, I have a kinyan on this mashkin right now. And when I give up my kinyan at night and give you back the pillow, I get stuck for it. That's Rav Yitzchak's halacha. Is min lechotzer zdoke imenu koyne mashkin zdoke minayin? Yeah, mikan lebal choyv shekoyne mashkin. That's a Yitzchak halacha. So whenever you're holding on to a mashkin, even though really it's not yours 100%, but you have a kinyan, it's considered you have a kinyan in the mashkin. It's like yours. Now Tanakama says hani mili. When do we say when you get security holding on to the mashkin, you have a kinyan in it? Hani mili Yisrael mi Yisrael. It's only if one Yisrael would give it to another Yisrael. Who the Karin in Beilachot Yitzdokah? That's what the Torah is saying. Now give back the pillow at night to the person you took it from, and you get stuck for that. Al the Yisrael Minochri Loikoni. But if a Yisrael takes the mashkin from a guy, there's no Kenyan mashkin. So that's Pranatanakama here. That the Yisrael lent money to a guy a week before Pesach. Now the guy took $100 worth of bread and gave it to the Yisrael to hold B'Torah Samashkin. So Tanakhama says, ain't a river. The Yisrael is not over by your Rabbi Motzon his chometz. Because this chometz is the Goyish chometz. I have it from Ashkin right now, but when Yisrael holds the Goyish Ashkin, you don't have this chish luchoti etzdaka. He holds the Torah talking about a Ashkin only, a Yisrael from another Yisrael. Then you have a kinyan. But when Yisrael takes it from a Goy, you don't have a kinyan in his Ashkin. Therefore, it's considered like the chometz still belongs to the Goy, therefore it's mutter. Rameyah Savano, Rameyah holds for sure the Yisrael has a kinyan in this Goyish Mashkin. Kal v'chaymer, Yisrael mi Yisrael koni, madach one Yisrael from another Yisrael, if Reuven gives Shimon a Mashkin. We say Shimon's kind of my Mashkin, Yisrael mi nochri like kol shchein. It's a kal v'chaymer like, that the nochri is a less of a madreg, he's a lower darga than Yisrael. So for sure, if a guy gives me a Mashkin, I'm holding on to the Mashkin, for sure I should be kind of the Mashkin. That's Rameyah Savano. Therefore here the guy gave $100 worth of bread to the Yisrael to hold on to it. So really it's not mine, it's still the guy's, because we're going now according to Rava, Mikan Labohu Goyza, it's first the week after Pesach, when he doesn't pay me the money, and I keep the bread, that's when it's mine. But since throughout Pesach I'm holding on to it, and I have this new Kinyan Mashkin, like a Yitzchak's Mechanish, that makes it that it's Chomesh over Pesach. That's Reb Meir's Svara. Avonoch Rishilves Yisrael. This is now the safe is very good. But when a guy lent money to a Yisrael, Al Chemsoy, now the Yisrael goes and gives $100 worth of bread to the guy and says, here, hold on to it for security. Is Achra Pesach Divrei Hakalover. After Pesach, everybody holds that's called Chometz, Shaul over Olva Pesach. Why? I, the Yisrael, gave it to the guy. Like we're saying now, the guy doesn't really own it. We're going now Mikan Labohu Goyva. Throughout Pesach, it's still the Yisrael's Chometz. If Yisrael will pay back the money, the $100, he'll get back his bread. So this bread really is Yisrael's bread. He only gave the bread that the guy should hold on to it from Ashkin for security. So here, Hosam Vaday, Nochrim Yisrael Leikoni. Here everybody holds, the Pesach is not talking about Lochoti Yitzdokom, that if you give your pillow to a guy, and a guy gives it back to you at night time, the Pesach for sure is not talking about a guy. Lochoti Yitzdok is just saying, if a Yisrael that took a mashkin gives it back to the laver at night, that Yisrael gets stokum. But by a guy, for sure, there's no kinyan mashkin. This everybody holds. Therefore, this bright is not a kashan rava, but adrab comes out very good according to rava. Everybody holds, really, you first collect it when you get it. Mikan labohu goivam. But the machlek is here, a new svar in a mashkin. If you're holding a security, do you have a kinyan mashkin? From this new pasuk, lochoti Yitzdokum. So Machlekes is, when do we say it? From Yisrael to Yisrael, everybody says it. If a Yisrael is holding a Goyish Mashkin, it's a Machlekes. But when a Goy holds a Yisrael's Mashkin, everybody holds, it's no good. There's no Kenyan. Tanan, it says now Mishnah, Nochri Shilves Yisrael, if a Goy lent money to Yisrael, Al Chemtsoy, and the Goy took back now a Mashkin, he took a Yisrael's Mashkin of Chometz. Hey, the Goy lent $100 to Yisrael, so the guy said, give me security. So the Yisrael took $100 worth of bread and gave it to the guy. Is Achara Pesach, our Mishnah says, after Pesach now, Mutavano, that it's not called Chomech of all of a Pesach, it's Mutavano. The Kasha is why? Nidnami Dirina Wetzloi, even if you want to tell me the Yisrael when it took this Chomech and put it in the guy's Rishus, but so what? According to Rava, we say Mekan Labohu Goyva. So calls the man, it didn't come the time to pay up now, it's still considered the Yisrael's Chomech. So it's still the guys. It's still the Yisrael's. What do you want to say? The Yisrael gave it to the guy, so the guy is holding it from Ashkin. Abba Ahmed, you just got finished saying, Nochrim mi Yisrael lekoni. Everybody holds that if a guy is holding a Yiddish Ashkin, the guy is not kind of the Ashkin. So who does it belong to? It belongs to the Yisrael. So why is this Chometz Mutter after Pesach? This is Yiddish Chometz. That was over our Pesach. It should be also by Noam. The Yisrael still owns his Chometz. What do I care if he gave it to the guy? So what if he gave it to the guy? The guy is not kind of it. He's not kind of the mashkin. It still belongs to the Yisrael. The Yisrael has a right still to pay up money and get back his bread. It's still his bread. And the Gemara, Hadiyom alay meyachshev. Yet there's that sign now, Mishnah, where you said beferish meyachshev means the Yisrael, when he gave his $100 worth of bread to the guy, he said, spoke out, meyachshev, that when it comes out after the 3 weeks, if I don't pay you back the money, I want it to be considered as if right now this bread belongs to you. So where is the machlokes Abaye v'Rava when you don't speak out meyachshav from right now? But if you speak out, I'm giving you this bread, and I'm telling you right now that if I don't pay you back in 2 weeks, it belongs to you right now. Pshita, that helps. If I said meyachshav right now, there it's good. So that's what our Mishnah is talking about. When the Yisrael gave the chomet to the guy, he told the guy, if I don't pay you in 2 weeks, from right now, this bread belongs to you. Or Bezoi, if you didn't pay him at the end of 2 weeks, so when did the guy own the bread? From 2 weeks before Pesach, therefore it's Mutav Anot. Hod Yamalem Yachshav. And Hod Lo Yamalem Yachshav. And the Bryce is before, when is Rava talking about that we say Mikan Labo? When you didn't speak out Miyachshav. So the Mora Minot Teremriah, how do I know this? Tishonle, that there's such a difference. Ben Hechad Yama Miyachshav, Ben Hechad Lo Yama Miyachshav. How do I know it's a difference if you speak out Miyachshav or not? The Tanya, we learned. Nochri Shehirin Pas Purni Eitzah Yisrael. A guy that has a Pas Purni, Rasha, that's big bread, that you bake in a nice big oven, a nice big fat bread, and you gave it to a Yisrael from Ashkin. Hey, so guy borrowed money from a Yisrael. The Yisrael said, give me security. So the guy went and gave him a nice big fat bread for security. Is ain't a waiver. The Yisrael is not over by your by Yimotzei. Why? Because the Yisrael is not kind of the Ashkin. And Poshu is saying, Mikan Labo, so right now it still belongs to the guy, it's Mutter. The Imam Allah Gaticho, but if the guy says, you should know, that if I don't pay you up the money, I want you to keep it from right now, Higaticho means like you're getting it right now, like Miyashav, then either. Then we say, yes, if the guy doesn't pay up money later, we look as if this bread belonged to the Yisrael right now, and therefore throughout Pesach it belongs to the Yisrael, he's over. So the kashra is maishna reisha maishna seifa. What's the difference if he said a gatich or not? El olav shemamina. Here's a clear raya. We see from here clearly shani hechad the difference when you say the yom lemiyachshav. Hey, see, gatich means I'm telling you that if I don't pay you up in 2 weeks, from right now the bread belongs to you. That's what the guy told the Yisrael. So therefore we consider right now the bread belongs to the Yisrael. So now throughout Pesach, it's mamish chometz, shavu of a Pesach. And lehecha de lo yamalei miyachshav. Mashenka, in the first case, when you don't say miyachshav, then we say, when does the Yisrael get the chometz? First 2 weeks after Pesach, when the guy doesn't pay up the money, that's when you collect the bread. But throughout Pesach, the bread belonged to the guy. Therefore, it's mutish mamina, there's such a difference. Turn around, we're going to write like this. Chanus shel Yisrael. If a Yid owns a store, or Maloyi shel Yisrael, all the products in the store belongs to the Yisrael. So in the Yisrael, Pashat has chametz in his store. Or perlei nochrim nichnasim l'shom. And Yigayisha workers come into the store throughout Pesach, come in there. Is alocha chametz shenim sheshamachra Pesach. If you find any chametz in this store after Pesach, is also banu. It's also banu the chametz. Why? Because since the storekeeper is a Yisrael, and he owns the stuff in the store. So now this chametz, we have a suffix, where did this bread come from? Was this part of the bread that the storekeeper was selling from before Pesach, and he left it in the store the whole Pesach? So then it will be also banu. Or the other side is, no, maybe the palim, the workers that worked there throughout Pesach, they came in with their bread, and they left their bread there, and that bread will be mutar banu, because that's goyisha bread. So we have a suffix, where did this bread come from? Where more mistavra came from the actual store. Because since the store sold bread before Pesach, it's mistavra, that's the bread that was there from before Pesach, and it's a Yiddish bread, therefore it's also banor. Then no, if he sold his chametz, it will be okay. Somebody didn't sell his chametz. The ain't sorach leima b'yachila, navad v'tzasa v'achila. What about the opposite way? Chanur shel nochri. This is a goyish store. Umaloyish shel nochri. All the food in there belongs to the goy. So the guy has chametz on Pesach, it's mutter. Upoyle Yisrael nechnasim v'yotzim l'shon. And Yiddish workers come in there and work there. Either before Pesach or after Pesach. Is chametz shenim shesham achre Pesach mutter b'achila. And even if these Yiddish workers work there from before Pesach. Hey, Mustam Aran Pesach, we're not going to be chayshah that Yisrael comes and works and drops bread in there. Like usually a Yisrael doesn't have bread on Pesach. So it could be the Yid was working there even a week before Pesach. Let's be afraid, maybe when the Yisrael came to work a week before Pesach, this was his sandwich, his lunch sandwich, that he forgot there. And maybe you're finding now the Yisrael's lunch sandwich that was there from before Pesach, that it should be also banur. Here we say, no, it's mutter. Is afak Yisrael nechav yet musham, chomet shenim tzusham, acha Pesach mutter b'achilo. Ve'en tzoch loyma banur. Here, pshita, the bread you find after Pesach, we have a right to say that most probably this is the bread that came from the actual store itself, that this is a store that's selling bread. Who owns the store? Guy. And who owns the bread? The guy. So it's more mistaver, what's more in the store is the bread that belongs there. So this bread, you can be told, it says also it came from the Goyish store. And therefore it's mutta bachila mutta banor. You don't have to be afraid, maybe the Yisrael left his lunch sandwich there from before Pesach. And just one more Mishnah. Chometz shenofel olav mapoilis. If chometz that a mapoilis means a bunch of stones fell on top of your chometz before Pesach, is already kimavuyir. It's considered like the chometz is burnt up already. You don't have to make a bedika for it. We have a shimon gamliyoloi there. How much does it have to be covered up with stones? Kol shein akelub yochel achapesh achrim. It has to have at least 3 tevachim of stones on top of it. Then we say a dog that has a good sense of smell, he'll smell it, but he can't get to it because it's covered up too much. If it's less than 3 tevachim, a dog will smell it and get to it. That's not called kimavuyim. Because you have to be afraid on Pesach, a dog will come and start to get it and uncover the stones and you'll have chametz in your rishus. Omer Rav Chizda, but Sarach Shivata Beliba. But you have to know, even though the Mapolis fell on it, that's only as far as the Rabbanan said you don't have to make a Vedika. But a Kopon of the Chometz still belongs to you. Therefore, about you have to make a Bittum. But you're right, so you have to be Mavato your Chometz. Now, after you Mavato the Chometz, usually with the Rabbanan, you still have to make a Vedika. Here, if you know for sure that the wall caved in on top of your Chometz, you don't have to check it out. Tona kamech bishes akelim. How deep down is it considered that a dog can't get to it? Shloishet tefachim. If 3 tefachim high, 12 inches, it's covered up with stones, you don't have to get to it. Omle Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Yosi Ravashi. Hodi Yom Shmuel. That's what Shmuel says. Ksofim. If somebody is watching money, you're a shay mechinim or shay mesachim, whatever you're watching somebody else's money, but now you have to watch it. Ein lem shmir yelo bekarka. The only way you can watch somebody's money is putting it into the karka, digging it in the ground. Because you leave it in your house, you have to know ganavim come in there, it may get burnt up. It's not called a good shmira. Money, you have to be afraid somebody may steal it. The only shmira you have to ksof him is putting it in the ground. Yeah. So now the shalu is, mi bin shlach tfachim aloi, shlach tfachim aloi. According to Shmuel, that the only way you can say you really watch the money good is in the ground. How deep down in the ground you have to put it? Nisri tfachim anat. Omalei, hocha mishum recha, by chomets we're afraid a dog will smell the chomets and a goat to try and get to it. Being in shlosh tefachim, that's why you have to put it. That has to be covered up so much with three tefachim, so the dog shouldn't smell the bread. Abahosam over there by money, we're not afraid a dog will smell the money. Mashum echsuyim einayhu. It has to be covered up from the ganav. The ganav can't see it. So as long as it's covered up, it's good. Ahu, for leiboy shlosha, you don't have to have shlosha tefachim. As long as it's covered up a little bit, we're not afraid a ganav will find it. The kama, but how much does it have to be covered up? Amaraf rispar papa mesichra tefach. Rafa's bar papa from the town of Sichra says it has to be covered up at least a tefach. Rashi michsimak Sichra, that's the place he came. As you have to cover up money at least a tefach, that's called a good shemira. Less than that, you're not called a good shemira. And if something happens to it, it's considered your pashaya. Right, we'll stop here.